Hey, this is John Ortberg, and you were made by God to count. We're on day 12 already of this 14-day journey together. Really, it's a lifelong journey. You've got value. God made you to make a difference in this world and want to. And we've been talking about this every day, but I want to think about what's the heart behind it. There was a remarkable lecture called Addiction, the Sacred Disease by a Christian psychiatrist, Scott Peck. And his idea was that addiction is not just a terrible problem. It's not just a tragedy. It tells us something about ourselves, that we have a thirst for ecstasy, that we have a hunger for transcendence. Now, in the course of this lecture, Scott Peck talks about the issue of drama in life. This is so fascinating to me. Normally, of course, we think we don't want drama. Who wants a drama queen? Why do we say drama queen? Why not drama king? Like, are guys not dramatic? Or people who are melodramatic? Scott Peck says he thinks actually the problem is not that people are overly dramatic. People do not take their lives dramatically enough. He says the great human problem is we fail to see the drama attached to our lives because we just get used to living them and we treat casually, throw underfoot the great gift that is given to us. We fail to understand. You and I fail to understand there is something vast and cosmic and eternal at stake, and we fritter our lives and our relationships away on foolish things. It is so tempting for most of us to walk through days and say, whether I connect with this person or I don't, whether I talked with God or not, whether I fill my mind with great thoughts or just let it focus on whatever kind of trash is out there, whether I give the very best I have to offer when I'm at work or when I'm with my family or just slack, just coast, it really doesn't matter. Nobody's really watching. Nothing is really registering anywhere. The biggest problem we have, and I think Peck's exactly right about this, is not that we are overly dramatic about our life. It's that we miss the drama. And I think a great insight into this from Scripture can be found in the book of Job, where at the end of that book, you might remember if you've read it, Job has fought with God, he's wrestled with God, why have these bad things happened to me? What Job doesn't know about his life is that he's being watched by heaven, by God and the beings that are with him. And this is what sets up the book, as you might know if you've read it. There's something so vast and eternal that is going on in Job's life. And Job ends up becoming a figure who, in his suffering and his honesty and his courage, has now inspired human beings for thousands of years on every continent. But he had no idea. And God never told him about that. God never tells them about the cosmic wager or the cosmic audience. And I think the reason that God doesn't tell Job is that God doesn't tell us. We don't know what's at stake in our lives. Heaven is watching you. And so, to do this series and to say that you are made to count and that God created that drive in you to be significant, which so many of us can just kind of run away from, this is so important. A lot of times, even in the church or in talking about spiritual life, we can downplay our own lives, often because we all know, I sure know, ambition and ego lead me to take some wrong directions. But underneath the junk and the sin that can contaminate it is something central to your personhood and your destiny and your dignity. Your life, no matter how small it looks, no matter how few people may know what you do, no matter how little difference it might seem to make from a worldly perspective, there is something eternal and cosmic that is at stake in your life, in your decisions. And that's what it means to be a person who is made by God. And so you cannot quit and you must not give up. So today, ask God for courage and be creative. And with God's help, bring the absolute best you can to your life from one moment to the time. I hope that gets burned into the hearts and minds of you and me. Today, embrace the drama. You have been given by God a kingdom or a queendom. So today be a drama king or a drama queen. Remember the cosmic and vast meaning that your little life has and everybody else's too. God made you to count and something eternal is at stake in your life in this day. And you may not see it today, but one day you will. Make it count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.